You guys are locked into JTV, Journey to Victory Network, with another new episode. I have the amazing LaMonica Love. This woman right here, she's an attorney, business consulting, and branding professional. She has worked with some of the top headliners of our time. So you guys, really take key to some of the key points that she's going to give on today with just her business and behind like being an attorney and what that looks like. So I had to get her brains and see just and being a lawyer, what that exudes, what does that look like, and how is her day-to-day life. So LaMonica, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to talk about being a business attorney and what that means to you guys out there who are business owners or those of you who's starting a business. So I'm just excited to be here.
I know, and I'm just excited to have you. We got to catch up, have a lunch, and we're at this amazing spot. It's called
Ruggles Black,
and this is one of her favorite spots. It's so cute. So I'm just excited because just all of that you do, I think a lot of people don't really know the type of work it takes to be an attorney, and you having your own firm, you know, like man, to have your own firm and to be a woman in this, you know, and to hold your own, I think that's just so powerful and just in a sense of empowering women, like showing them, look, you can do anything.
Yes. You know? And so you hit on kind of three things that I think I can talk about. Having my own firm, how that helps me kind of do the work that I'm doing, and then how that's also kind of different for us as women. Like, yeah. As a woman, what is it like to generate business and, you know, get clients and woo clients? So the first thing is having my own business. Having my own business is definitely something that gives me more insight into helping business owners. In my own business, I have my own goals. I have financial goals. I have staff. I have to set long-term goals for myself. I have to make sure that my taxes are done. You know, I have my own business. I'm in a house. And so and before I had a staff, you know, it's like I was the cleaning person. I was the person doing everything. If something were to happen, it's sort of like you don't have a building maintenance or someone that you can call. You have to manage those things. And so you can only imagine what it's like when you are working on like a $500,000 agreement or buyout purchase agreement, and then you know, when you get ready to leave, you sweep the floors because you have to go. And that was just something and I don't think that any business owner should do that forever, but when you're first building your business, I didn't know how much money I was going to generate on a monthly basis. It took me about 6 months to really understand sort of like what my monthly income was like, what my monthly expenses, you know, were like. And so when I'm talking to my clients, I try to talk to them about that, about like setting goals and not just goals for the month, but for 5 years, for 10 years. When you first start your business, do you think, let's set your business up so that it's scalable, so that if you decide you want to sell it, you can. And when you decide to sell it, do you actually know the financial value of it? And so many times we don't. A lot of people don't even know like how much money is going out of your business on a monthly basis. I mean, that's something that you should always know. What is my overhead? Overhead can kill a business. So that's one thing I try to talk to my clients about.
And that's so great. And the fact that you're you do branding consulting, but that's not like the key thing, but for you to be able to help businesses, like whether they're starting out, whether they've been in business, you're able to help them, hey, why your business isn't growing and what are some things we can help in. So what would you say is like your biggest question you get, like being a lawyer, like that a lot of people come to you and ask?
So most of the time people are coming to me and they're just excited because they are entering into a contract with someone that they want to do business with. And what I try to tell my clients is that your business, when you get that client, you should not feel like, wow, this client wants to do business with me. You should have your company set up so that you're like, this is what I started my business to do.
Exactly.
I started my business to do business with these types of people. So usually what happens is that someone wants to do business with them and they've sent them a 26-page agreement because they're a big company. The company wants to do business with them. Usually what my clients are looking for is payment, like, is the money right? Like, am I going to get paid my money?
Yeah.
And the dates. That is literally just 5 to 10% of what you should be looking for. Because even if the amount of money is correct, what happens? And it's not like if something goes wrong in the relationship or if there's a hiccup, it's when. And I don't think that that means that people are bad business owners. It's just that when you've never worked with someone before, you don't know their working style. They don't know your working style. There just needs to be things to guide both parties on how you should function when there is a hiccup. So that's the biggest thing that I try to talk to my clients about, is that if you're performing a service, what happens if they're not happy with it? Can they just terminate you?
Yeah,
are they going to give you a notice to cure to make it right? You know, what is the standard that they're using? Is this a subjective standard? Can they just say that they don't like it? Or are you providing a service within sort of the terms that most businesses do? So I try to go through those types of things and talk through that with my client.
Yeah.
Usually if an opposite party, a party on the opposite side of an agreement knows that you have an attorney up front, they're going to operate with cleaner hands.
No, that's
just
so
to
true.
Begin with.
That's so true. So in your business, you deal with so many different clientele, so many different people. What would you say are some goals? Like, I know you told me that you tell your clients they should set their goals, you know, business goals, personal goals, fiber goals, but what would you say are like 5 key things a person wanting to pursue what you're doing should do first?
So I would say the first thing that you want to do is get control of your personal finances. You know, having control of your personal finances allows a lot of things. When you go and open up your business checking account, you're going to get a better line of credit. You're going to be able to put more money into your business because you have a hold on your personal finances. So put yourself in a position where things in your personal life are as least of a distraction as possible.
That's
that would
it.
Be one of the first things. The second thing I would say is to just make sure that you have a legal entity that separates yourself from your business assets. So whether that's an LLC or a corporation or a series LLC, just make sure that you have something that protects you and that allows you to set up a business banking account or business checking account, and has a different EIN number. So that would be the next thing. The probably one of the other things that I would do is to set personal goals for yourself as well. So, you know, like, where do you want to be? Do you want to attend a women's chamber luncheon quarterly? Do you want to go where certain clients are? Like, do you want to go to a supplier diversity council meeting? So if you set those kind of goals as to like figure out where your clients are and where the people are that you want to do business, and set a calendar so that you're not missing out on those things. So many times we're working in our business and we're not working on our business. So what are the things that you or your marketing person needs to do to make sure that once you're done with this wonderful, great big client, you have another client lined up to help to fund your business as well?
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys heard those points from LaMonica. So let's get on to personal. Like, let me know, just like in a sense of you in general, like, what are some things that you do that makes you happy?
So what do? That makes me happy. I love spending time with my family and my girlfriends, coming out to eat, sitting on patios when the weather is not too hot. That's great.
Yeah.
I've most recently started working out again consistently. I have 2 small children, so trying to find a time that works for me is very difficult. So I've started working out at 4:30, And I just feel so much better. I have so much more energy. I feel better about my body.
Okay, here we go.
And yeah, we just had a beautiful dessert come out, you guys. We're still having lunch, but you were telling me about what makes you happy.
Yes. So that makes me happy. If I can find a good TV show on TV that I like, I love to maybe take a weekend and binge watch something if I am stressed out or if I just need some time to myself. So those are things that, oh, and if I can get on a nice vacation, vacationing definitely makes me happy.
And that's the one question I just like to ask, because I think everybody should find something that makes them happy. You know, there's so much going on in the world, so much in life that sometimes we don't ask ourselves, man, what makes me happy? What is it that I want to do? And I know you accomplish and do so many different things that it's just like me wanting to be able to give people an idea of what can make you happy, what that can look like. And you accomplish a lot. So what would you say, like, is your last time you were just like, you gave yourself a pat on the back, like, you know what, I did this, like, I don't know how I did it, but I did it. When was the last time you said that to yourself?
You know, I just recently did that. The week of Mother's Day, I believe it was, I had just closed out a lot of deals with some clients. I did like a asset purchase agreement for a client and just negotiated some really good deals for them. I did some due diligence. So what happens with due diligence is when you are buying or selling a company, you have to just research everything to make sure that the information that both parties that they're providing is true and factual, or allows you to set like a financial basis for the company. So the financial basis being what the price is or who's coming with the company. And so I was able to do that for a client, and it was amazing. So I sent myself to the spa. And that was great. But, you know, when we were talking about something that makes you happy, I will say that one thing I do think with entrepreneurs or with business owners is that a lot of times we just see wins. And so many times as an entrepreneur, being successful is not doing what makes you happy. You know, it's sort of like staying up late and getting things done. So many times I have to skip out on things for some of my friends, or, you know, delay stuff, or if my kids have things, you know, it's almost like most people's needs are going to come before your needs. Sure. A lot of people are like, I don't want to work for a business because I don't want a boss. Well, guess what? When you start your own company, you're going to have like 50 bosses, because all of your clients are the people that set your deadlines and set your schedules for you. And you, their personalities are all different. So when you work for one person, you kind of get to know what ticks them off or what motivates them. When you have lots of different clients, you are trying to figure out what makes everyone happy, and you kind of aren't entitled to have one bad day because you may not have talked to that client for 2 weeks. And so when you do talk to them, you have to turn it on and be amazing and produce for them. So that is one, I think, misconception that I hear a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, are things that I see on social media in regards to entrepreneurship. And I think that's the biggest misconception.
No, I agree. And the fact that being an entrepreneur, you are so busy. It is so much for everyone. And that's why I just really want people to take key to don't forget yourself.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Don't forget to take care of you and what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So this podcast is Journey to Victory, JTV. And with life, you know, there's so many things, adversities, things can come against you. What would you say have been like your mountain that you've gotten over, like in this journey of becoming a lawyer and becoming a business woman? What would you say was that mountain that you made it over?
I've had so many mountains, I think. One of the things that I think is really difficult is sort of like, and we kind of talked about this a little earlier, is like being a woman and like figuring out what is your identity in going and getting business. I And, you know, like, I'm a friendly person. Like, I'll go out, I get business. But you have to find a balance of kind of, like, going out. I also think that as a woman, sometimes you have to be careful about the kind of energy that you might feel like you're putting out or how people perceive you. And so it took me a while to kind of figure out sort of, like, what was my business identity and, you know, how was I going to get clients? You know, am I going to happy hours with clients? Am I going to golf with clients? Am I, you know, how am I entertaining clients in a way that suits me long term and is good client development? Coming from a corporate space in corporate America, I think that things are just like a lot more easier to figure out. You usually have somebody that's coming along with you to do client development. Your firm kind of or company tells you about like places to go and things to do. But when you're on your own, you have to figure those things out. And I think that was pretty difficult for me.
Okay. So, and being a lawyer, an attorney, who would you say inspires you in your field? Like that you would just, was there anyone who was like, you know what, I saw her, now I want to do it? Or is there anyone now that is inspiring, motivating in what you do?
So there are. I mean, big picture, the person that I would say that motivates me the most is definitely Valerie Jarrett. I think that she is definitely a successful lawyer, but she also has, you know, besides being the senior assistant to President Barack Obama, before that, she has a very long history of navigating private sector and public life very, very well. She did a lot of transformative work in the city of Chicago. And so that's something that's important to me. I'm from Houston. And I, even though I do a lot of work in the private sector, I still want to do work that's going to help to improve the lives of just regular Houstonians and people who don't have lawyers speaking up for them. So that's something that's important to me and sort of motivates me.
Okay, that's beautiful. Oh, look, I'm just loving these gems. And you guys have definitely gotten some gems as well. But I always ask this question, everyone that I interview, I'm always curious to know like some type of words of wisdom, like what has stuck with you, you know, in your life or something. Is there a saying or a quote that you live by?
So it really isn't. I will say that I have started this morning routine when I get to my office every morning because I started doing guided meditation at night. But I was at this conference one day. And this lady was talking about like praying over her things to do list and like how she really sometimes she'll go in and do her things to do list and she doesn't get anything done on the list, but she gets everything done that she is supposed to do. And so the prayer was sort of like, you know, God, watch over this list that I have today, everything that's supposed to get done on it, you know, allow me to do it. And for all the things that you have, that you want to make space for in my life, make room for it on this list so that I can still get it done. And so I'm a Yolanda Adams fan. And so I love fans. So I listen to Sight Beyond What I See every morning, write my things to do list at that time. And really, I'm so linear that I used to like live by my things to do list. I had to get stuff. So if I wasn't getting stuff done on there, I'd get really angry. But when I heard her say that at that conference, it just made me think like, you know, there's so many things in my life that I planned for that God brought into my life or opened doors for me that I would have never thought. So when I'm setting this things to do list, it's a guide for the things that I want to get done in my life and the deadlines that I have. But I also know that sometimes there might be a person that I need to talk to who needs to hear from me or hear from God. And I have to make space for those things.
Oh, wow. That was really good. Like, okay, I might need to do my to-do list in the morning with a certain song playing. No, that's really good. And for you to open up and to share that. Thank you. Like, that's really neat. Okay, so everybody needs to know, before you leave, we need your information, how to get in contact with you. Where do we follow you?
Yes.
Where do you want people to go?
So I want you guys can follow me pretty much on all all social media platforms. On Twitter and Instagram, I'm at Ask LaMonica Love, so A-S-K LaMonica Love. My website is LaMonicaLove.com. I'm also on LinkedIn at LaMonicaLove.com. I post a lot of articles and things that are really helpful for startups on LinkedIn specifically and on Twitter. And so you can just see more about how I balance and manage my crazy kids and my busy schedule with everything else I'm doing on Instagram. So come out and follow me there.
Oh, that's good. So you guys already know I'll have it put for you guys below how to do that. One thing before you go, this is my last thing. What would you say to everyone who's listening who feel like giving up?
Oh my God. You know, I would just say that you guys don't give up. And you know, it's sort of like the Michael Jackson quote, you only miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. I was at this Women in Law event, and there is a young lady who is an attorney. Her name is Nicole Lynn. She works for one of the top firms here, and she also is a NFL sports agent.
Wow.
So, I mean, you can imagine the amount of work that goes into either one of those professions. But she talks about how during her first year as an agent, she had over like 100 people tell her no. You know, no.
Oh, wow.
No, you can't represent me. No, I can't be your client. You know, she tells a story about going to visit her first client and it started raining. And, you know, she still tried to introduce herself and he kind of like laughed in her face. Like he did not believe that she was a sports agent. And so I just think that surround yourself with people who believe in you. A lot of people always say like they don't like women's conferences or they don't like all of these motivational books. I love those things. I think that they give me the energy to move forward and to like re-up. And I also just feel like you're running your own race. There are going to be people that are winning in life and doing things, and what is for you will be for you. So set your own goals, walk in your own space, and just run your own race. You're not competing against anyone else but your own goals. And if you didn't think that there was anyone that can be successful, look at all of the nail salons around everywhere. I mean, every time I pop up, there's a nail shop, and no one's not opening it because there's too many of them. So there will be room for you and your gifts.
Oh, wow. Was that not a beautiful way to end Journey to Victory podcast? You guys, that was LaMonica Love, and I'm Jasmine Anderson. You guys have been tuned into another Journey to Victory. So make sure you guys comment, share, tell a friend. Let's continue to learn and empower each other. Again, until the next episode, I'm out. LaMonica, you get some good little points, girl.